Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Dublin-born musician, singer and broadcaster, Dhearnaí Lochán is a busy woman. She has a concert coming up and an exhibition, and her very popular podcast series, How to Grail, is back. In October, she'll be in the National Concert Hall for a Drawing from the Well concert with Earlo Leonard and others. We'll find out all about that in a moment, but first, accompanied by Kyle McCauley on guitar, this is The High Part of the Road and Jim Donoghue's. Love that. Come over here, there, and listen, it's great to see you in studio. You've got both Glacken and O'Rea the musical genes to draw on, as I know. But who taught you to play?
So I got my first fiddle today. My sister was born in, I think I was 2 years of age. And ever since then, I suppose it's just been a constant fiddle lesson at home. I learned at home from my father, Kevin, and he would have learned at home from his dad. And that's kind of just the way it went. There was no hope for me, really. Yeah, constantly at home.
You play it beautifully, though, because I always think it can be played beautifully. or terribly?
Well, I really hope that I'm in the first category there, but Gurmila Mahalath.
Now listen, tell me about the National Concert Hall gig in October. It's one of a series I know organised by the Irish Traditional Music Archive. You're a huge fan of the archive and their work, aren't you?
Yeah, I think the Traditional Music Archive, especially as a young musician growing up in Dublin, has always been kind of a constant. I did my work experience in transition year in the Traditional Music Archive, so I've been drawing on it as kind of a source of inspiration and music for most of my life. There's a great community around it in the heart of Dublin City. It's a great space to knock into, you know, when you're looking for tunes or a bit of advice or a bit of a hand. The staff that are working in there are really passionate about their work and they are doing great work.
And you know, it's nice to hear about that because people listening this morning, some of them might not be aware of it, but it's very accessible, isn't it? I know Liam O'Connor, the great fiddle player, is a director, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Liam O'Connor is one of my heroes and has been. He's a fantastic musician himself. And on top of that, he's a great man to be in charge of something like that. It's such a national treasure. And he really has opened the door since he took over and is bringing everybody along with him, which I think is a great sign of a leader.
Definitely. Now, you're not just a fiddle player, you're a beautiful singer too, of course. You did a series for Radio 1 called Say a Song, Abar Aaron. You've added your own twist, haven't you, though?
Yeah, I think so. This is a project, it's a kind of a multidisciplinary project where basically we have invited contemporary Irish writers to engage with the Seanlóth singing tradition. I'm a bit of a Seanlóth nerd, right? So I did my PhD on Seanlóth songs and Filiocht Féil na Gaeilge. And the whole idea of it is to try and open up the tradition to people that might not feel very confident as Gaeilge or might not have any Irish at all. They have done fantastic translations of songs and carried the stories from, you know, hundreds of years ago into the lived kind of modern Irish contemporary experience. And it's amazing. You know, some of the problems that we think are really unique to life today in Ireland, actually, when you look at this project, it's the same kind of thing that were plaguing people 200-300 years ago.
And what are those issues that keep, you know, coming back time and time again?
Well, I mean, it's everything from sexual identity to heartbreak to grief to, you know, our relationship with faith and spirituality. And it is amazing. I mean, we're very basic creatures, really, humans, and the human condition stays the same. So the Say a Song project is happening this Thursday as well in the complex in Smithfield in Dublin. It's a free event for anybody to come along. If you just click onto Eventbrite, you can search Say a Song and you'll see the tickets there. Free charge, as I said. Powers have come on board. And of course, it's all been funded by the Arts Council of Ireland. So there's 30 fantastic artists all featured. It's going to be a very special night, so don't miss it.
That sounds great. Now listen, TG Cahir audiences of course know you because you've been presenting the FLA for years. You're great and you're also quite cheeky with your outfits. You're going in Donna.
Yes.
How much crack is that gig?
Oh, that's a really, really great gig to do. I started doing that gig when I was, I think, 23. So I've been at it now a good couple of years and I'm just getting bolder every year. And fair play to TG Cahir. You know, their whole ethos is that they give the soul Ella. You know, they want to give another perspective on life in Ireland. And they get it from me sometimes. But no, it's fantastic to be in the middle of the madness. I'm obviously a traditional musician. So that's the big highlight of the year. But then, of course, I do a lot more maybe serious stuff as well, documentaries and things like that. But I love the FLA. They give me free rein. Fair play to them.
It's great to have two sides of your personality showing. How do you explain to people who have never gone to one what the FLA is?
What is the FLA? I suppose it's kind of the best of the spirit of Ireland. You know, people coming together. There's great community there. Great crack, great music, great song. Our culture is really our most valuable commodity, I think, and it really shines at something like the FLA Ceoil. So, yeah, I think every Irish person should make that pilgrimage at least once in their lifetime to a FLA Ceoil.
It always looks great fun. Now, tell me about your really good friends, Shiva, August Louise, and How to Gael, your podcast, the three of you have.
Yes, so our podcast is launching season 2 on Tuesday, How to Gael. It's, look, people kind of fetishize Gaeilgeoirí, I find. And, you know, straight away, as soon as you meet someone and they hear you're a Gaeilgeoir, they're like, talk to you about their relationship with Irish and how they wish that they were better at Irish. And I always say to them, the thing about Irish is you own it as much as I do. And the three of us come together. It just happens that Irish is our primary language of communication because obviously we're all Gaeilgeoirí and we work together in TG Cahir. But it's a very accessible podcast. We meander through Bearlog as Gaeilge, and I think it kind of gets rid of that maybe intimidation that a lot of people feel. The big resounding feedback that we get from people all the time is, God, we didn't realise how much Irish we knew. And it's not, we're not trying to teach you Irish. We've no interest in that. But I suppose it's, again, kind of that Sue Lella look at things. You know, it's three women who are in their early 30s, and we're talking about life experiences, and we're trying to figure things out, and we just meander as Gaeilge agus as Béarla. And I think there's a real appetite for that kind of thing. You know, I think there's a big cultural shift at the minute towards the language and our own kind of cultural identity. So we like to think that we have like one foot in this reality and one foot in Unsail Ella agus an Sluishy, and I think that comes through as well. So there's a bit of madness there.
Where did the three of you originally meet? Was it in Tichy Cahir?
Yeah, the three of us. I suppose Sail na Gaeilge, and then there was a few work events, but we have an insane chemistry. The three of us always say we knew each other in past lives. We're just mad about each other. So I think there's real power when women, you know, come together and work together as well. So, yeah, I suppose it is through work primarily and then socially.
And I also think what I love about you is you're all kind of forward looking. You're all gorgeous, cool, positive, and being bilingual. It's just a big part of your identity. Tell me, what do you make of the buzz around NECAP?
I'm mad about them. I think they're great. I know the lads. I'm very proud of all that they have achieved. And, you know, they're great young lads with great integrity. And they've taken a lot of risks personally with their own career, speaking out about political issues like Palestine. And I've great respect for them. They're doing really good stuff with the language. And anybody who engages with NECAP and, you know, understands the lyrics of their songs, they're very poetic, and you know, there's great literature in their lyrics, so I couldn't praise them high enough, you know.
And I know you've some more exciting TV projects in the pipeline, don't you? Not just on Tichy Cahir.
That's it. I have a new show coming to RTE1, which I'm very excited about. So that'll be here in early 2025. And then I have some radio shows as well coming with RTE Radio 1 that I'm very excited about as well. So it's all go. It's Idir Bearla agus Gaeilge, which I love. You know, I think the Irish language is always going to be at the heart of what I do, but it's great to dip your toe into the Sail of Bearla Chuma.
Sinead, and if for young people listening like you who maybe would love to go into what you're doing, broadcasting, it's no longer a secure career, as they say, but you clearly love it.
Yeah, I love it. I think as I'm getting older, we're getting very philosophical here, but more and more myself, if that makes sense. And I think, yeah, I think the world of broadcasting is a fickle beast. I did a PhD and I always thought that I would go into academia. That was the plan. But I was seduced by this career and I can't get away from it. I love it. It's fantastic. I get up every morning and I feel like fizzy with excitement with the work that I'm doing. So you work hard, but it's very enjoyable. And meeting people, telling people stories, we're very privileged to be doing it.
I completely agree. Well, look, Dearne Lachlan, thanks so much for chatting to me this morning. Drawing from the Web. It's in the National Concert Hall on Sunday, the 6th of October at 7:30. It features Iarla O'Leonard, yourself and many more. Tickets from nch.ie.